Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces stepped up airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Thursday, killing at least 40 people, Palestinian medics said, in further battle with Hamas-led militants as Israel braced for potential wider war in the region. Israeli airstrikes hit a cluster of houses in central Gaza, killing at least 15 people, and a nearby refugee camp killed four, medics said. Israeli aircraft also bombed a house in the heart of Gaza City in the north, killing five Palestinians, while another airstrike in the southern city of Khan Yunis killed one person and wounded others, according to medics. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas on Israeli civilians, Israel has worked to assassinate all of Hamas's leaders. One who has managed to avoid getting killed is Yahya Sinwar, the man who was named the leader of the terrorist group this week. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He is believed to be hiding underground in a tunnel in Gaza, using Israeli hostages as human shields. Israel sentenced Sinwar to life imprisonment in 1989 for masterminding an attack that killed two Israeli soldiers and for killing four Palestinian collaborators. He spent more than 20 years in Israeli jails. He was one of more than 1,000 Hamas prisoners released in 2011 in exchange for kidnapped Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Israeli officials say they are determined to kill Sinwar as they have other Hamas leaders involved in the October 7th attacks that triggered this war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
In the wake of a canceled pop concert as a result of a foiled attack, the UN warned of the heightened terrorism risk posed by ISIS-K at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. This is VOA News. Russian forces were battling Ukrainian troops for a third day on Thursday after they smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region, an attack that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, "Everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results." He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as a, quote, "major provocation."
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No.
The White House said the United States, Ukraine's biggest backer, had no prior knowledge of the attack and would seek more details from Kyiv. In a televised interview on Thursday, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak did not directly address the offensive, but said such maneuvers were both necessary and lawful for a nation under attack.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Nobel Peace Laureate Muhammad Yunus took charge of Bangladesh's caretaker government on Thursday, hoping to help heal the country that was convulsed by weeks of violence, forcing Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to quit and flee to neighboring India. Known as the banker to the poor, Yunus is the pioneer of the global microcredit movement. The bank he founded won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for helping lift millions from poverty by providing tiny loans to the rural poor who are too impoverished to gain attention from traditional banks. After Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in elections late last month, residents of the poorest neighborhoods in Caracas took to the streets, outraged by an election the opposition claims was rigged. Jan Bouchat reports from Caracas.
A week of brutal repression, which by Wednesday left more than 20 dead and about 2,000 people in prison. The repression targeted the poorest segments of the population, those who had been the base of support for Chavismo for 2.5 decades, and who were now calling for a change in the streets of Venezuela. Now, many are missing, and their families search for answers. Yabuesha, VOA News, Caracas.
Democrat Kamala Harris leads Republican Donald Trump 42% to 37% in the race for the November 5th U.S. presidential election, according to an Ipsos poll published on Thursday. The poll found Harris had widened her lead since a July 22nd, 23rd Reuters Ipsos survey, which found her up 37% to 34% over Trump. Find more online on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.